the meeting of the Board of City of Riverside Board of Library Trustees to order for August 2016. Right after 5 o'clock. So we have a public comment. I see no public to comment. So we won't have any, I guess. And next action item can be, we have a form, I guess. We have a consent calendar that can take as one action item unless anybody wants to pull them.
We have to approve the board.
Well, no, I'm sorry. Yes. Approval of minutes. They're separate, right? Okay, can we get a motion for the minutes?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, discussion, all favors say aye. Aye, passing aid. Okay. Consent calendar can be taken as one action unless somebody wants to pull it. Or we pass it. What's your question? Need a motion?
I make a motion. We accept them all as they are.
A second.
Okay, we have a motion, a second. All favors say aye.
Aye.
Passing aid. Okay, main discussion calendar. Main library committee. Would you like to
explain this? Absolutely. So at the last meeting, the board formed our main library project ad hoc committee. Per our bylaws, any committee that the board forms is consists of the president and two members of the board, the city manager, however, sets the project review committee. The project review committee in the past years has been very large, consisting of several trustees, usually three, several community members, several city staff. And we are convincing that board, so it's not so large, and we're chewing through the process a little bit better. If any of you have been on previous committees for the project, you can probably attest to how large they've been. So that's one piece that we're doing, is just shrinking the size of it so that it moves a little more efficiently. And then also, in the interest of transparency, we're asked to have someone on the review committee that is on the ad hoc committee for kind of a more open and inclusive process of the board instead of the ad hoc naming one of themselves to the committee. However, I spoke with Trustee Evans last week, or President Evans, excuse me, last week, and feel very comfortable if Mr. Tate is willing to be that project review committee member in going back and explaining that to my city manager and supporting that. And I'll share with you the reasons why. When we had council approval in February for this project, Trustee Tate was immediately engaged before there was even conversation about an ad hoc committee. As I was bringing updates back to the board, he was emailing me about possible designers for the project, and hey, have you looked at this? Have you seen this library? Have you invited this firm to submit? And that's really what I think everybody wants, somebody who's going to be engaged in the process and fully participating and actually wanting to be a part of it, not feeling like they're forced onto some committee. So I would be very comfortable in proposing that and supporting it to the city manager and the board is in agreement.
Okay, well, I guess the first question is whether you like Tate is in agreement.
In for a dime, in for a dollar.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. That way we have linkage from that committee back to the ad hoc committee and to this group. It just makes sense.
Yes, and I would still absolutely be providing more regular updates to the ad hoc committee, probably with the full board and working with them in concert as we move through the project process, and of course always updating and reporting out to the full board at our monthly meetings.
Okay, well, is everybody comfortable? Is anybody uncomfortable with that, or really have a burning desire to be on this ad hoc?
Actually, I'm personally relieved.
I feel that way. So.
Well, yes, and I work full time, so I can never be on those committees that are during the weekdays, so I was hoping that, I was trying to figure out who was left that could do it.
Well, there's a couple, but I think it makes perfect sense for all the reasons that Tonya just said if we'd like to do it. So the way the staff report reads is very unusual, but it says the Maine Library Project Ad Hoc Committee is tasked with selecting the representative.
Yeah.
Not the board.
Not the board. So that was there because in review with the city clerk's office and our analysts in the city manager's office actually reviewed the report, we've already selected a committee. So now that committee is kind of more in charge of the project per se. So however the board likes to do that, it's fine, but that's how we ended up wording the report, since you had already formed the committee. So.
Okay, well, I think we need to keep the Board of Library Trustees is really who's responsible for this moving forward. So I think my recommendation was that would be that the Board of Library Trustees designate Dwight as our representative on this.
I think the recommendation, though, kind of goes back to the poll board. Agreed. Can I scroll back up? See where it says the Board of Trustees.
Okay.
So even though the subject line says ad hoc, it's really the board that's kind of the...
Right. Okay, good. Well, that's good.
So are you looking for a motion?
Yes.
I move that we accept Dwight Tate as our representative.
I second it.
Okay, any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Pass unanimously. Okay, great. Thank you. And we'll look forward to that process. As it moves forward, do you have any idea what the time schedule is?
Well, now Dwight's the owner of this binder that everybody's
using.
So,
you can tell that before he's
gone. It's actually not as bad as it looks. And it's actually a good thing that it's very thick. So this is the submittals of each of the architectural firms that submitted for the project. And this is just the qualification. So there were actually 21 submittals. So each tab is representing one of the architectural firms. You have the basic information that each firm submitted, a copy of the RFQ, and then you've got like a form in there. Nothing to fill out now, but you can begin skimming this, and we'll be in touch as the entire committee receives their binders for our first kind of meeting that will kind of set the groundwork for the framework for our work ahead.
Thank you.
Lucky person. Yes. No, it really is an exciting process.
Sure. Who else is on the committee?
Aaron and myself, Carl Carey. And Carl gets one seat, so he has his first city manager was very specific about this not being very large. So there will be some that he attends and some that a representative attends. Probably Jorge Villanueva, who met the last iteration of here on this project. Emilio Ramirez in development. The chamber is supposed to have one representative, and I think that's it.
The Chamber of Commerce.
And they did. They didn't have it this last one, but before they actually, when we got to the whole plans, they did. And I can't remember who it was. Sundin was here at the time, but they had, because they usually have a community member
The
so it's kind of the same players, but it's just a condensed amount of representatives. So at least this time we don't have, they'll get to have their voice at the council. But before we had one representative of each of the neighboring businesses. So we had the church and the mission. Well, we were on this site, so we at least didn't do all of that. We just had the chamber this time. Yes, and we'll board it there.
Okay, so we'll keep us posted on progress at our next
Yes.
In September. Now, so Tonya, next item.
Yes. So our next item is just an update on our STEAM programming. Thank you, George. So this is plan to go to Community Services and Youth Committee on September 19th. So we're bringing it to the board as an update prior. So I think it was a jumping off point with our makerspace here at Maine Library. We send all of our library technicians to maker training with the hopes of increasing not only our programming, but our STEM programming, and actually hands-on learning and engagement with the community. And one of the ways that we're doing that is with Little Bits. Let me tell you all about that. So our STEAM program uses Little Bits. If you were at the Makerspace opening, you had the opportunity to kind of play with them just a little bit. I'm going to show you some of the photos and some information from an event we held at Stratton on July 6th. We collaborated with Park and Rec, who were very interested in our Makerspace and just in programming with teens and young adults and around STEAM. They're opening that Youth Opportunity Center in the Arlington area and are looking for ideas, so we've been engaging them on what we're doing as well, so they can replicate pretty easily. We do have some ongoing programs, and we had some very special programs on STEAM. The Maine Library, especially at Casablanca Library, Nancy Walker there heads our Little Bits chapter in the library, so you see those dates there. And that's what Little Bits look like. They're almost like Legos that are little electronic parts that snap together. And you can invent anything, kind of make something move or flash or become motorized, anything from a remote control car to a smart home device, and all of those things are actually being built, some by very young kids. It's a little bit snapped together with magnets without you needing to kind of do the hard work of soldering or even programming. So the youth at some of the events created actually a working Ferris wheel at one of the Casablanca events, designed a voice actuated bubble blower. And you'll see the young lady down there with her bubble coming out of the cup there, and two gentlemen working on a project as well. It's so fun. We had one young man say that this was better than dodgeball. That's what he was telling Karen Bracken. And so it's just amazing that they are, A, uninhibited. Sometimes you put these kind of things out and maybe everybody doesn't gravitate towards them, but this has not been the case with the Little Bits. And getting them kind of engaged in science and technology. So the library actually became an official Little Bits chapter. We were so taken by these things, and Karen, who calls herself our resident nerd, and really is not, she's just quite brilliant, actually kind of took this project on with the Makerspace and getting our techs and some training, and we became an official Little Bits chapter in December 2015. So we're the first library that's a Little Bits chapter in California, and we're one of eight chapters in the state. So we're pretty excited to be the first public library that's a chapter. Most libraries are engaged around these now, especially if they've got maker spaces. And Little Bits actually sell like crazy on Amazon and at Borders and some of those other places. It's very exciting. And so it's just a receiving file report for you if there are any questions. And if you'd ever like to play with Little Bits, come on in. They're available in the Makerspace for anyone in the library to come in and check out. They have to use them on site. Pretty exciting. We are looking at building mini maker spaces for our branch libraries, currently selecting items to put in, and then they will have the Little Bits as well.
So do you have to make an appointment to come in?
You do not. We actually have Little Bits in freeform Legos and quite a few other gadgets that people can just walk in and give a library card and use them. Yes?
Just as for FYI, every year I've gotten opportunities since the start. I think it's year three now. The California does a STEM symposium, and it's been in Anaheim. I think next year they're looking up north because the Northern California people are constantly wise and always there.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, the last year and this year, I know for sure, one of the big pieces of it is Makerspace. So they actually have teachers come down and show Makerspace what you can do. So if your folks are looking for training or ideas of what to do with, I mean, to the point that I stole one of the ideas, and when I was doing a couple visits to elementary schools, I showed them how to make a flashlight out of popsicle stick, copper tape, binder clip, battery, and just a little LED light, and just showed that. That was part of my, you know, visits to the classroom with these little guys and girls, and show them. But anyway, but the big thing, the big draw has been the Makerspace stuff. So if you're looking to send folks to things to get ideas, I highly recommend.
That'd be great. It's a STEM symposium.
STEM symposium. It's October 9th through 11th. It'll be in NRIO. All it is STEM book. They have fabulous speakers. They've had just very inspiring. But yeah, it's all teachers. I know Little Bits presents there.
That's fantastic. Thank you for that information. It's one of the things that we try to do is look at other fields. And you know, we've got our tape from the library field, so it'd be great to transfer some of that knowledge. Thank you. Anyone else? Questions or comments?
How is the when I walked in, I saw a bunch of people in there. Mm-hmm. Is it pretty well
used? It is. Now that we've pretty much on a regular schedule with it being open, the hours of the library, it is always very well used. It's a favorite space because if you walk by it, it's head turning, right? Especially in contrast to the rest of the building. So it gets a lot of use, which is fantastic. We're really excited about that and looking to carry it out to the other locations.
Okay. Any other questions, comments? So that's so basically receive and...
Yes, that's just a receive and file.
So that concludes our business items. What, are there any conferences? Well, you just heard about one conference, it's an opportunity conference, as they mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Any other conferences or things we need to mention?
Not at this time.
We all should have received that invitation for the foundation's fundraiser at the Arlington Library, right? Coming up in September.
Yes.
Yes.
September 18th.
18th.
You don't want to miss it. It'd be really nice. Oh, you'll be cruising.
I'm going to cruise. Sorry.
We'll miss you.
But the following Monday, on the 26th, whatever, we're meeting in a different location. So you might have to remind us all of that when you send out.
I'll send out a couple of reminders to ensure it's highlighted that it's
on the agenda.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes, what did you say? What's the
26th.
At Arlington.
At Arlington. Okay, well, and if there's nothing else, then we adjourn.
Yes.
Super.
Oh, fantastic.
Doing very well. Yeah, yes.